Rain is back in the planting weather forecast, and $500 million to make more farm fertilizer here in the U.S. This is Hoosier Ag Today's podcast for your Friday, the 13th of May, 2022. I'm CJ Miller. Today's podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to find out more. Well, it's been dry this past week, but rain is expected this weekend. You'll hear Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin and his Seed Genetics Direct planting weather forecast coming up. $500 million is how much President Biden says he wants the federal government to spend in order to produce more farm fertilizer here in the U.S. Eric Pfeiffer has a report. And the USDA has released its big supply and demand estimates report on Thursday, and that gave a bump to the grain markets. Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain breaks down the data from that report and how it might affect the grain markets on Friday. That's all next in the HAT Podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Rain returns for the weekend, and President Biden addresses farmers in Illinois. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. The news is brought to you by the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. They remind you that you aren't alone, even when times feel dark and stressful. They're here to help. Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. We sure hope you got a lot done and planted this past week, because more rain is sweeping through Indiana next week. It's time now for the Seed Genetics Direct planting weather forecast with HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. If you're looking for a robust lineup of corn or soybeans, both traded and conventional, and you want to increase your yield and your savings, contact Todd and Chris Jeffries at Seed Genetics Direct. The best drying window we've seen in a while is closing, and Martin's upcoming forecast is a bit more active.
We're going to be finishing out the week and starting the weekend with above normal heat, but that heat does trigger some scattered showers and thunderstorms as soon as Saturday midday to early afternoon, and that moisture moves eastward. That sets off a period that is going to be featuring on-again, off-again showers all next week.
Saturday rain totals could reach anywhere from a few hundredths to 5 or 6 tenths across 80% of Indiana. And a second round of moisture looks to come in late Sunday and overnight.
Quarter inch or less coverage, more around at 25 to 30%. So that's a scale back. We go a couple of days without moisture, and then we're seeing another round of showers and storms Wednesday night through Thursday. They could be heavy in central Indiana before seeing a strong frontal boundary come through Friday into Saturday.
In Martin's extended forecast, there is some warmer air,
but moisture coming up from the south for early the week of the 22nd. I think we put together 3 to 4 dry days during that week with another system late week. That means, like I said, the best chance for drying that we've seen for a while is also the best chance of drying that we will be seeing over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Martin's full planting weather forecast can be found at HoosierAgToday.com or in your inbox if you're subscribed to the HAT e-newsletter. It'll come each Saturday morning throughout the planting season. This forecast also presented by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving Hoosier farmers with agricultural financial services for over 135 years.
Planting a seed is an act of faith. And even if it makes it to maturity, Mother Nature and markets determine the value, right? Not when you've got your corn and soybean checkoffs. The checkoff is like a little seed coat of protection. It's like planting a penny to grow a dollar. In fact, with investments in research, new uses, and demand creation, we've seen a $12 return to the farm for every soybean checkoff dollar invested. Check out your Indiana checkoffs at yourcheckoff.org.
The White House on Wednesday announced actions they believe will address the global food supply chain to make food more affordable while lowering costs for farmers. President Biden visited a farm in Kankakee, Illinois to speak to farmers.
The real reason I'm here is to thank American farmers. Thank farmers. You feed America. You got us through a pandemic.
And you're literally the backbone of our country. It's not hyperbole. But you also feed the world. And we're seeing with Putin's war in Ukraine, you're like the backbone of freedom.
The actions announced include increasing the number of counties eligible for double cropping insurance, a move to increase U.S. production of crops. Biden also discussed fertilizer, saying farmers are worried about the rising costs and the content of fertilizer.
That's why earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it would invest $250 million to boost fertilizer production. Literally on the plane out here on Air Force One, I turned to Tom and I said, Tom, double that. Make it $500 million. It's so desperately needed. We can't take chances. It's critical to get this done.
Biden was referring to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who joined him in Illinois Wednesday. Another measure announced aims to cut costs for farmers by increasing technical assistance for technology-driven precision agriculture and other nutrient management tools. More farm news anytime at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network. Seed Genetics Direct is changing the seed industry by making it easier for farmers to increase their yields and their savings. When you work with Seed Genetics Direct, they tell you the price of your corn and soybean seed before you order it. They also put money back in your pocket with free delivery and aggressive discounts without complicated rebates or purchase minimums. So if you're looking for a robust lineup of corn or soybeans, both traded and conventional, contact Todd or Chris Jeffries at Seed Genetics Direct. Your wallet and your yield will thank you.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We are hot, sunny, warm, dry for your Friday. We're looking at great dry down here for the day once again. That does look like it wants to try and come to an end a little bit as we move through tomorrow. Scattered showers will try and develop around midday or early afternoon. They will continue off and on through midnight, but then done. At this point, I'm still going to put us anywhere from a tenth to 6/10 of an inch of moisture. That is all. Sunday looks to be mostly dry. Could see a secondary round of moisture trying to sneak through overnight Sunday night into Monday morning. The focal point is bouncing around from the northern part of the state to the central to Ohio. I think we have to leave the door open to similar rain totals, anywhere from a tenth to 6/10 of an inch, all in, all done. But Monday then turns out partly sunny and dry, and we are dry Tuesday as well. Wednesday night, looks like moisture shifts a little bit farther south. Central and southern Indiana can see anywhere from a tenth to half an inch. Northern Indiana may see nothing. Friday, a few hit and miss showers early on, but nothing dramatic. Saturday is clear, but then we see rain showers trying to come in on Sunday. I think what we're seeing for most of next week is the warm air really creating some instability, so pop-up showers are possible, but there's not a really good solid front. The best to look at a front, in my opinion, comes as we move into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but that front also seems to run out of gas as it moves eastward. So it's something we're really trying to watch and get a handle on. Right now, the only thing we can say with certainty is there will be moisture coming through this weekend. It will be in two waves from tomorrow afternoon through midnight and then Sunday evening overnight into early Monday. Those will be the two sure rain events. Then we're dry and see what happens as we move through the later stages of next week. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that a little extra can do a whole lot for our customers. That's why we're returning $63 million in patronage straight back to our eligible customers in Indiana this year. Does your lender do that? To learn more about our patronage program and eligibility, visit e-farmcredit.com/patronage. Patronage is a decision the Board of Directors considers and makes every year. It is not a guaranteed payment, but rather a return of our earnings paid to patronage-eligible customers of Farm Credit Mid-America, according to board resolution.
A bump in the grain markets on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm C.J. Miller. Numbers from Thursday's trading are coming up, but first, let's check in with Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. The grain market started off mixed Thursday morning, but traded higher after the USDA released its monthly supply and demand estimates report. The USDA cut corn yield to 177 bushels per acre. Also in the report, old and new crop wheat carryout came in lower than trade estimates, and all wheat production was below the trade estimates as well, and that pushed the wheat market to upside leader position. So, Mike, what were some of the other factors from the USDA's monthly supply and demand report that played into Thursday's grain markets?
Well, the world numbers too, CJ, came in as expected, or maybe a little bit more price friendly than we would have projected. But all in all, I would summarize today's USDA report as one that definitely puts support below the market. The funds were correct in their anticipation in their buying ahead of this report. A lot of trade talk that the funds were friendly going into this report, that they wanted to add to their position, and they did add to their position the last couple days, and certainly in today's reaction to the USDA report, that has paid off. That four bushel an acre difference in national average corn yield from the 177 to the 184, that in itself is a pretty friendly number. The other component to that that we're ultimately going to have to apply is what this planted corn acreage is. And to that topic, I will say that certainly with the weather window open here now, looks like through at least Saturday in this general part of the world here in Indiana, that we will see some significant field activity and planting progress. There were a lot of folks that took to the cornfields a day and a half ago, some more yesterday, and again today, a lot of field activity. And certainly farmers are pushing now as we get into this next week in May to get as much of this crop in the ground. It's still unknown how many acres we're ultimately going to get planted, but certainly the incentive to plant corn still exists in the market. That November to December soybean corn ratio lost 3 cents today. It's at 197 now, 1.97, not 3 cents, it lost 3 points, 1.97. So that definitely incents anybody that can get the inputs to plant more corn, We'll see how that all shakes out. We're not going to know that until we get USDA's final planted acreage numbers in the June planted acreage report. But certainly today's price action and the numbers from USDA friendly up the market. The Kokomo Grain website tonight under Silver's comments tabs, I will have some numbers. I'll have some links to some deep analysis into the WASDE report, the World Outlook Board report. Talking for weeks, CJ, about the necessity of the world to be able to produce the best crops it possibly can this growing season, given the disruption in world trade that the Russian-Ukraine war has precipitated. And certainly to this point, there still remains a lot of uncertainty as to whether we're going to be able to live up to that goal. There are weather problems across the globe. Some places are too wet, some are too dry, as evidenced by the corrections, the modifications that were made in the global balance tables for wheat. We know that the southern hemisphere is still suffering from the impacts of La Nina. It's been dry and hot, and that has cut into both corn and soybean yields in the southern hemisphere. And unfortunately, there are a growing number of weather forecasters in the longer-term weather forecasts for the U.S. that say this summer is going to present some challenges to the U.S. production due to perhaps, if the forecasts pan out, higher temperatures and on the lower side of rainfall. Now, forecasts can change. We know that they change multiple times a day, but we know that we've got some challenges ahead of us to get the size of crop to meet global demand and to satisfy all the countries across the globe that are deeply concerned about food security. And the other factor that we have in play today is we had the CPI, the Consumer Price Index numbers out yesterday. They were certainly negative to the equity markets. The producer index is going to be out today. And we have the Dow down now 558 points in anticipation of some negative numbers there, higher inflation rates. So it's not over yet, CJ. It's going to be appears to be a long and hot summer. There's going to be a lot of market volatility. It's going to continue to pick up, and we must remember that the daily trading limit now in play for corn is 50 cents, and for soybeans, it's $1.15. So this market could get really interesting this summer, not to say that it hasn't been extremely interesting already. We should have some opportunities to challenge, in my opinion, some of the contract highs that we've put in, especially in the corn market and certainly in the wheat market with the numbers that came out by USDA today. And the bean market's holding its own, too. So still a lot of opportunity, CJ, and we just encourage producers to get offers into the marketplace. Remember that this market trades from 8 p.m. on a weekday night until the pause the following morning and then resumes trade the next day. So we want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to get the offers filled at their price levels and add to their risk management position, if you will, on the grains they have to market, and to be extremely careful in the field and as safe as possible, because we know that everyone is working as hard as they possibly can right now to get this corn and soybean crop in the ground. So we just wish everyone the best as we pursue planting season 2022.
Once again, Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. Settlements from Thursday, July corn up 3 at 791 and a half, September at 763 and 3 quarters, 11 and 3 quarters higher, December corn up 17 and a quarter at 753. July beans up 7 at 1613 and 3 quarters, August at 1569 and a quarter, 7 higher, November beans up 8 and a quarter at 1480 and a half. A huge jump in July wheat following the USDA's report, up 65 and three quarters to end the day at 1178 and three quarters. The livestock markets were lower. June live cattle down $1.92 at $131.65, and May lean hogs were 82 cents lower at $100.17. And that's your Thursday farm market review for your Friday the 13th Hoosier Ag Today podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. For Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.